This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been widely reported, both here and elsewhere, that ISIS and the Islamic State are the richest terrorist group there has ever been. Looting and control of big chunks of the oil-producing parts of Syria and Iraq have left them flush with cash. So now they are going to put that cash to use, if you will. Announcements on jihadi websites say ISIS is going to start minting its own currency, gold, silver, and copper coins, to be precise, said to be based on the Islamic dinar used during the Caliphate of Uthman in 634. There are some logistical hurdles, to be sure, how to get the gold and silver they would need, how to mint and distribute the coins. But assuming they can do all that, could the whole idea actually work? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
On the face of it, this idea sounds pretty out there. No paper currency backed by a sovereign state's economy and central bank, just coins, gold, silver, copper, worth what the metal itself is worth.
It would be a pretty weird, difficult system to manage.
That's Ted Truman at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Prices of bread and so forth would go up and down with the price of copper or gold or silver on the global market. A unit today would buy one loaf of bread, and tomorrow, half a loaf of bread.
Spreading panic and hoarding because people wouldn't know how much food or gasoline the coins their boss paid them today would buy tomorrow. And then there's the problem of trade. It's based on systems of credit and banking, not gold and silver coins, says Penn State business professor Faribors Gadar. And ISIS trades plenty in food and weapons and black market oil.
Imagine somebody wants to buy wheat from a trader in Iraq and wants to use it in Damascus. Does that mean then you have to put gold in a truck and ship it and exchange it with the wheat that's coming? And then what happens if on the middle of the road somebody steals your gold?
There may be an advantage to minting your own currency to create collectible coins for supporters around the world. That might be plenty of return on investment for ISIS. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.